This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Sorry about that. Was looking at some articles here about Pizzagate. One of them included a video. That's where that audio came from. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in, it's Ian and Mark here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Started to see a news story popping up on our website, which is a way for listeners of ours to interact with the show by submitting potential content for on-air purposes, or just things they want to share that they think our other listeners would enjoy or that we would enjoy. So they put up, there have been a couple articles about this Pizzagate scandal, which is not getting much traction in the mainstream media besides denials that it's a possibility. There's some alternative media sources, including Vigilant Citizen and InfoWars, who have been reporting on the Pizzagate.
Neither one of which would be considered sort of your most reputable news source.
No doubt. And that's why I say, you know, there's definitely some questions here. Are these things really what they're saying that they are? There's some bizarre code language, or what sounds like code language, being referenced in some of the John Podesta emails that WikiLeaks released. There is this place called Comet Ping Pong, which is a pizza parlor in Washington, D.C., that has some very strange hours for a pizza parlor that is ostensibly for children to, you know, attend. And the owner of this pizza parlor has been posting some very unusual photos to his Instagram account. Some would say creepy, especially with the comments that are going along next to them. Like, for instance, the picture of an infant. I think this is probably the worst one. The picture of the close-up photo of an infant's face, where the owner of this pizza parlor, who is connected with John Podesta and ran a Hillary Clinton fundraiser during the campaign this year, Jimmy Comet was his name, I guess, on Instagram, posts a picture of basically an infant.
Is Jimmy Comet still alive?
I suspect he is.
I don't think he's got much longer.
Well, I don't know about that, but he has been getting death threats, apparently, and that's what the article in the Washington Post focuses on, is, hey, this innocent pizza man is being investigated and threatened by the internet.
I'm not talking about that. Once somebody becomes a threat to Hillary Clinton,
Well, he fundraised for her, but anyway, he posts pound hotard as one of the comments on this close-up photo of a baby's face. Hotard is internet slang for being a hoe and a retard. I mean, that's not an accident that he typed pound hotard on that photo. And another one, he says pound chicken lovers on a picture of a man holding a small child to his chest with a necklace surrounding both of them. So the necklace is around his neck and the child's neck. Pound chicken lovers, according to the internet, chicken lover is an adult male homosexual sexually attracted to underage males.
That could be inconvenient. I mean, say they liked the chicken pizza that he serves. I don't know. But the thing is you have to get really, you have to make a real stretch for some of these things.
Yeah, and then the Vigilant Citizen blog shows one of the murals that's on display at Comet Ping Pong. And it's in one of the rooms with the ping pong tables where there's video footage of kids down there playing this game. And it shows, it's by artist Arrington D. Dionoso, it depicts strange people holding the heads of smaller people. Just a kind of a bizarre art style you wouldn't expect to necessarily see. It's a bunch of adults, what appear to be adult characters in this piece of art, and then they're holding on to the heads on, I guess one of them has a body, the other one may not, but this smaller person's heads. It's kind of a bizarre thing to have in a place that's supposedly kid-friendly, where you got kids playing ping-pong 2 feet away from it. You know, it's typical pizza parlor, you got, like, you know, Chuck E. Cheese, which some would say is creepy in its own way, but not as bizarre.
I like the ones that have maps of Italy and pictures of Dean Martin, that kind of thing.
So let me go on here. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Actually, you've got a bunch to say on this. Phone lines are loaded up. If you can't get through on the phones, you can get through on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark in Florida has been waiting patiently, listening on freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Mark.
I just need 99 10 seconds of uninterrupted time to say that I may not like Trump, but absolutely prefer him to Clinton, who has been trailing smoke since Whitewater through her husband's presidency, snoozing through Benghazi, evading charges that lesser people have been branded as failing the nation for. Clinton trails smoke like a pathfinder marking entrances to the gates of hell. But I think you're looking in the wrong direction. I think that you have to concentrate on, if you remember, all of the heads of the nations getting together behind closed doors and deciding on the fate of the world. And I really think that you need to look at that. It's been forgotten. It's been obfuscated. Whatever. But all of this thing about
are you talking about like the Bilderberg Group,
Pacific Partnership? All of this stuff about we have to get together seems to there's a problem there. This is why Brexit happened. They said, wait a second, we no longer have control over what's happening in our own backyard. This is why Trump came to be. They said, listen, we don't have any control over what's happening in America, and I really think you need to take a look at that. And that's all I have to say. I want you to think that over.
You're saying we should
talk about it.
I'm not clear.
Let you go.
Okay, but I got a question. I've got a question, Mark. Mark, I have a question for you. Can we have a conversation, or are you just going to spout off? Because I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So you're saying I should think about the fact that people in politics are colluding to, you know, basically rule over people. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
because we talk about that seven nights a week. I mean, we talk about that all the time here on Free Talk Live. I just want to make sure I understood what you just said.
Good, good. Okay. I'm saying that we may be looking in the wrong direction. I know what you're talking about this child thing. It's a big deal, and it shouldn't happen. It should never happen, ever. But what I'm saying is the big picture is control. You're saying you want freedom, and I want freedom, and everybody wants freedom. We're looking in the wrong direction. What's going to happen in the future? Is technology, artificial intelligence, robots are going to take over jobs, right?
That's true.
Yep, probably
they are.
Yep. Lots of them. Yep.
Okay, so let's say they are. Okay, so take a look at this. How is the money thing going to keep going? Well, the only way the money thing can keep going is if you say that for every artificial intelligence that replaces a person, that artificial intelligence unit doing one specific task, it may do three tasks. Each task will be individual. But per specific task will be paid a salary. The robot, of course, will not have any use for money. But that salary will be dedicated to a person.
Huh?
So if you do attrition, when that person walks away from the job, he will still get paid, if you see what I mean.
That doesn't make any sense. Why would someone get paid if they've walked off the job?
It would seem like the marketplace would
expand. You just
have
to stop and think about this. Okay,
thank you for the call tonight, Mark. I don't understand how thinking harder is going to make me understand why someone would get paid if they're no longer working.
Well, what he's saying is that there's going to come a point when you're going to need money and you won't be able to get it because robots will have your job. And what I would contend is that humans have within them the ability to continue to create value, even in a world where robots do rote tasks.
Yeah.
Where, they're fixing, they're building houses and making cars and doing all this stuff. You know, imagine if there are no factory workers in America. Well, frankly, people will do other things.
Right, they'll find something else to do. I mean, there have been a lot of mechanization in manufacturing over the last 100-plus years.
And this was the complaint of the blacksmiths and the farriers when cars came along.
Right.
You know, what are we going to do with all the blacksmiths and the farriers? They're going to be out of work. Well, frankly, they're going to get other jobs.
I don't know
what it's going to look like.
Right.
I can't look at the future and tell you what it's going to look like. But there will be ways for you to create value.
Yeah, whatever that will be, we're not sure, but it will be something because, people, at least in the initial phases, robots are not going to be able to replace human beings. Now, once robots are completely capable of doing everything that a human can do, then things are going to get interesting. I mean, that's definitely for sure. And these are issues we are going to address as we roll closer and closer to that inevitable future. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Your thoughts on Pizzagate are certainly welcome, or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. But if you've been thinking about getting a website for your business or for just a blog, maybe you just want to start up a blog, you can do that. And you can do it with HostGator. They are pros. They're one of the top hosting companies out there. And we've been offering you a pretty special deal for Free Talk Live listeners over the last few weeks. It's been 50% off, but now it's 65% off for some limited time. And I don't know when this is. Do you know, Mark, when this is supposed to expire?
Yeah, I think it's tonight.
It's a Black Friday special. We got it earlier. We got it like at the beginning of the week, so we've been promoting it all week. I'm on the site now, so it's still valid as I'm speaking to you.
Well, you better get it.
HostGator.com/FTL. That's where you go to get 65% off on their hosting packages. So it's just absolutely incredible deal. And they make it easy, by the way, to do hosting. They make it easy to install your own website. It's a one-step, or rather one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got a 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a 99.99% uptime rating. You don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. So a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners is to go to HostGator.com/FTL.
Better do it soon.
Now, you know, that offer is going to end at some point, so if you drag your feet, I think we're still going to have the 50% offer after that.
Yeah.
So just so you know, HostGator.com/FTL. We've been talking about Pizzagate, and it is a very bizarre, very creepy set of unusual things that have been posted on Instagram, emails from John Podesta and to John Podesta that were released by WikiLeaks, this bizarre pizza parlor, Comet Ping Pong in Washington, D.C. that appears to be tied in with some of the political elites, where some of these alleged, they're saying alleged pedophiles, alleged child sex trafficking has been going on. How much of it is true? I don't know. There's no real way to prove any of these allegations. But
the allegations aren't vapid. They are, you know, interesting, and there's some weird stuff.
And there's some weird pictures and some would say evidence here. Let's go to you and your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got Chris on the line in Columbia, South Carolina, listening to WQXL. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how's it going? I'm calling about this Pizzagate thing.
Yeah.
You all been talking about the code that they seem to be using, and I feel like you're dead for on it because this came into me like 2 days ago out of nowhere, but I've been delving deep, and so apparently there's a declassified list of, like, the FBI-known pedophile internet code words,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they're using. So according to this list, hot dog means boy, and pizza means girl, and cheese means little girl, and there's, like, a whole thing.
Okay, so I saw this on some of these posts about Pizzagate, and I thought, that I cannot prove, right? So, like, I don't know. I've not dug deep enough to see that this actually came from the FBI or if just somebody made it up and has been posting it around as though that's what these words mean. So
I think that, too, but that's one real quick FBI.gov search away from being debunked, and no one's debunked it yet, so that's where I kind of stand on that one.
But wait, so what you're saying is you have not yet looked into it yourself either. You've just sort of accepted that this came from the FBI.
Correct.
See, I'm not willing to go that far. Like pictures of what the Comet Pizza Parlor looks like, okay, or what was it? Comet Ping Pong, that's what it was. Comet Ping Pong,
there
this
is
pizza parlor.
Part B, and so within these emails, we're just talking about the emails and what the emails say, right? In the emails, Podesta invites some people to the White House and says, you know, Barack got $60,000 worth of pizza and dogs from Chicago, flown in from Chicago, which, you know, Chicago-style deep-dish pizza, you know, that's a really good pizza, right? But the White House doesn't allow food not prepared on the premises to be served because of, you know, obvious security reasons. So there's
another
strange innuendo kind of.
I mean,
on the surface,
I'm sure they would break the rules for what the president wanted to do. But nonetheless, interesting. That's why, you know, a lot of these codes could mean something else, but there's some of them that just don't make any sense, like the statement about playing dominoes. Let me see if I can pull that one up again. That one was really bizarre.
Yeah, dominoes with sauce or pasta, and sauce and pasta both are on that little FBI code sheet. You said you looked it up, so.
No, I didn't look up the FBI code sheet. That's what I was
actually right. The alleged.
Yeah, see, that's what I'd like to see.
It's all like every, and then there's the R Pizzagate. They've got the whole subreddit going through it all. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Pizzagate subreddit has been doing a lot of the digging on this, from what I understand. I would like to see this code list from allegedly from the FBI. I'd like to see that verified, because that would make this all the more interesting. Because right now it's being passed around. There's this image with words like pizza and ice cream and, you know, things like that. And supposedly it means little boy, little girl, or whatever. I don't have it in front of me right now. But the people who are promoting Pizzagate are passing this thing around as though it's true. But I want to know, what's the origin of this? They're saying it's the FBI, but is there a way to really trace
that
down?
What's the name of the list? What's the they're claiming this list? Because I can tell you, pedophile codes, pizza, dominoes does not bring up this list.
It's like the FBI declassified, internet pedophilia code. Like, you know, people don't say, hey, I'm going to bring in a shipment of such and such amount of drugs. They use code, and so this is the pedophile code for that, allegedly.
Right.
And I don't know what I would Google search to find it. I would go to FBI.gov and look up pedophile ring. Okay.
Hey, thanks, Chris, for the heads up on that, because I was wondering about that list, and I didn't know if it was just some guy on a blog who decided that that's what those words meant, or if there really was something behind it. So we'll see if we can dig in further on that. I appreciate your call tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I'd seen those things, and the reason why I did not bring it up is because I could not corroborate what its source was.
I'm not finding it here at FBI.com. Gov, but that doesn't mean that a declassified document doesn't somewhere exist that's not on FBI.gov. It doesn't mean anything.
Right. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. DJ is in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, DJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah. You know, I know one of you guys said earlier that you didn't believe this stuff. However, my brother works for the NSA and has for a number of years. He mentioned this stuff back when Dennis Pastor was a Speaker of the House, and he told me back then that he was a pedophile.
Now, this is Hastert, who went to jail, I believe.
For paying off his victim.
He paid off some, now no longer in high school boys, but who were at the time in, I believe, high school. He was the creepy coach who would sit in a reclining chair in the locker room and creepily watch as the boys that he was in charge of were taking showers and things like that. Turns out he was molesting some of them. And
I got to say, my high school coach, their office was in view of the showers, and I suspect one of the reasons was there was a lot of horseplay that went on in the shower. So,
except he was actually doing things with those boys.
Yes.
Hey, hang on, DJ.
I wasn't.
Stand by here. We'll let you know of 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of these airwaves here. And we'll see if we can learn more about this alleged FBI list of codes coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue here, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. But we've been asking you about your thoughts on Pizzagate. Is this thing for real, that there are ostensible child pornographers slash sex traffickers in Washington, D.C., and that they are tied in very deeply with people like John Podesta and other politicos? There's some very interesting circumstantial evidence that suggests that this may be the case. There's some very bizarre photos being posted by one of the men who's supposedly at the center of this, the owner of Comet Ping Pong, which is a pizza parlor that this guy knows John Podesta, who Podesta is the person whose emails were released, thousands, tens of thousands of emails released by WikiLeaks during the presidential campaign. And people have been digging through those emails and finding very strange, what sounds like code language being used. The guy who runs his pizza parlor has some very bizarre Instagram posts involving children and some, let's say, sexual-related comments nearby them. It's just a very bizarre thing. There's no real hard evidence here.
Has Podesta come out and said anything on this?
I suspect he would deny it if he was going to say anything at all. But
I mean, I'd like to hear an explanation.
I have no idea, Mark. Yeah. That's a good question.
If I had weird code, if my emails were all released and somebody starts combing through them, and I'm sure mm-hmm. they'll find as many as they had for Podesta, if not more, because I send a lot of emails, then it'd be like, you know, hey, this is my explanation for this.
I see what you're
whatever
saying.
Whatever that is.
The explanation could be, oh, we were having a pizza party, or, you know, we really love ice cream, or whatever. I mean, these things can be taken in
These comments aren't really satisfied by those sorts of things. Like, what is this person talking about? Why is it that somebody mentions a pool party with three kids, and then the guy's like, I'm faithful to my wife? You know, what the hell does that mean?
What does it mean when someone says, P.S., do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta? Now, I'll give you the full context to that one, because you could argue that it has something to do with it. The full email says this, and it's an email written to John Podesta by a man named Herbert Sandler from sandlerfoundation.org. Mary and John, I think you should give notice when changing strategies which have been long in place. I immediately realized something was different by the shape of the box, and I contemplated who would be sending me something in the square-shaped box. Lo and behold, instead of pasta and wonderful sauces, it was a lovely, tempting assortment of cheeses. Yummy. I'm awaiting the return of my children and grandchildren from their holiday travels so that we can demolish them. Now, that doesn't sound like anything that is out of the ordinary. It's someone talking about a gift that they had received. Normally, they're used to receiving pasta and sauces in this gift box from John Podesta, but this year it was a tempting assortment of cheeses. That sounds pretty normal. But then, P.S., do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta?
Well,
what does that mean?
So what if it was, like, for instance, you refer to being on, drugs, right? Like, so mm-hmm. you could be on perhaps wine. Like, how do you think I'd play dominoes on red wine versus white wine, right? So maybe...
So you're saying these could be euphemisms for drugs?
No, I'm saying that these could be just talking about how his dominoes game is after mm-hmm. he eats pasta. Versus after he
could
eats
be.
Cheese.
Could be. Now, again, we have not been able to find any kind of corroboration so far in the brief amount of time that we were able to look for it for this ostensible list of FBI code words, or what the FBI says allegedly are code words that are being used, like pizza and ice cream and things like that. There's no corroboration for that thus far. There is an FBI document that WikiLeaks has hosted that shows what they say are symbols that pedophiles use. And those are more like actual drawings of symbols, not words,
okay.
not code words. So I've yet to find anything that backs that up. So as far as I can tell, that list of code words that's being passed around, there's no known source for that list, just a story about it. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts here, though. We got DJ, he's still with us, listening in Virginia Beach. Go ahead with your thoughts, DJ.
Well, I mean, if you look at the logos that they're saying are connected to pedophilia, and you've got Best of Pizza and about three other places right there by Comet Ping Pong, why would they bother to go ahead and just change their logo after all this stuff broke?
Yeah, I have not seen
like
that.
They want to hide something.
I haven't seen the logos that you're referring to. I saw one on Comet Ping Pong, which has two ping pong paddles sort of crossed over one another, and there's a suggestion that somewhat mimics an alleged pedophile logo. Is that what you're saying?
Look it up under pedophilia networks or human trafficking. And one of the reasons these people will never get busted, from what I understand, is that for the top people at the DOJ that is in charge of human trafficking is really tight with all these people.
You know, and that's the accusations that have gone on is, you know, who watches the watchers? Well, I don't know whether these people are doing what it is that's being claimed here, but I can say that if they're doing it, they're going to receive some form of justice entirely different than what the rest of us would get. And nobody will deny that. There's not a single person out there listening to me right now that will call in at 855-450-FREE and suggest that I would get the same sort of punishment that a politician like, you know, the Clintons or Podesta or whomever that is that we're talking about here would get.
And that's the main reason that most of the people in the government do not want to pursue this, is because they know that if they ever actually did, one, it would cost them their lives, if they're lucky, and two, it would bring down the federal government, without a doubt. The amount of corruption that goes on in the federal government and the amount of just plain evil sociopathic people that seek out these positions of power, I mean, it's disgusting and mind-boggling. And they're all interconnected.
DJ, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here.
Well, this one thing here with the Lolita Express, this is a...
This is a real thing.
Yeah, this guy, Jeffrey Epstein.
This is corroborated. This guy went to jail.
The stories are there. And Bill Clinton was on this these flights 26 times in the course of 3 years.
This is a plane operated by this multi-billionaire or whatever Epstein called Lolita Express in these documents.
And it had underage hookers that were claiming to be... held as sex slaves, giving their names, telling what their experience was, what it was like. Now,
that's different from pedophilia, right? That's attraction to teenagers, and not the same thing. But it does indicate that there's something very strange going on.
Well, I mean, when did you hear about this? Everybody's calling Trump some kind of terrible pervert for claiming 11 years ago that he grabbed women where he shouldn't be grabbing them, right? But nobody says anything about Clinton riding on this, the sex plane for 26 times. Now, I think it's fair to mention, I want to mention, because it seems fair to me, is that flight logs filed with the FAA show Clinton brought as many as 10 U.S. Secret Service agents along with him on some trips.
Mm-hmm.
So it would seem like if you're going to have underage hookers that you wouldn't bring law enforcement officers.
Potential witnesses.
Yeah. Witnesses who are law enforcement officers. Mm-hmm. Also law enforcement officers that have been accused of using hookers and that sort of thing in the past.
In South America, I believe.
Yeah, the Secret Service has had that going along. So I don't know. I think it's all mixed up and crazy, but, it feels like the media is colluding with these politicians, and they're all colluding to keep me in the dark and feed me crap until I grow mushrooms.
Now, as far as the code words are concerned, again, can't corroborate the list of them, but if you do look on Urban Dictionary, cheese pizza is an accepted definition of child pornography, an accepted term since at least 2010. So it wasn't like it was just added within the last month. So that one seems to be a possibility. Beyond that, there's a statement here that involves Epstein. This is from GoldenLiberty.com, the article we started the show with. How about the fact that John and Tony Podesta are old friends of Jeffrey Epstein, Dennis Hastert, and Clement Freud, three convicted child molesters who has so many child rapists as friends, they ask. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation.
Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Looking into the disturbing Pizzagate story, how much of it is true? There's definitely some weird stuff going on, but what does it all mean? You can comment to us and with us if you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Now, we all know that healthcare is just, frankly, messed up in the United States. But I've got a solution for you. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but it gives you nothing for being healthy. That kind of incentivizes sickness, doesn't it? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's not health insurance, but it is coverage. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily if you need it. You know, you don't have to take this service. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Does your insurance do that? It also gives you a medical information card, which, frankly, you know, with HIPAA regulations, one medical provider doesn't know what the next one's doing. This has your information on one single card. They get all that information. If you wanted to give it to them, you can check them out right now, healthexcellenceselect.com. If you pay for your own insurance, you will find an extreme savings here. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Also, they cover any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. I cannot recommend them highly enough. I use them. They work great for me. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
We continue with your calls and thoughts. The questionable posts by a pizza parlor owner in Washington, D.C., who is, by the way, apparently on the list of the top 50 most powerful men or people in D.C. He's number 49. So he's certainly not your average pizza parlor owner. He ran a fundraiser campaign for the Hillary Clinton campaign and raised apparently $40,000, according to one of the emails that he sent to John Podesta. There's just bizarre possible code words being used in the emails that people have been combing through from the Podesta emails as released by WikiLeaks, and allegations that there may be child sex trafficking going on in D.C., which are not new allegations. These have been coming around in various different ways for years.
Of course, the fact that they're old doesn't make them true either.
Right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here as we continue. Tom, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, go ahead with your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I believe that the pizza in the gate that you're talking about, okay, is not legit.
Okay,
I believe that the company that is doing it, okay, is Pizza H, and I will not say any more. And it's Pizza H, okay?
Pizza H. Oh, okay, gotcha.
And
now, what are you saying about that pizza chain?
Well, my brother works in this particular field, okay? And he told me, he said that, you know, there are pedophilers, you know, when you call up for a pizza, and let's just say you call up for a Meat Lovers, okay? And basically, you know, you're calling up for something like such, and then when your number comes up, they know, okay? It's basically, they know your number, who you are, if you are a perv like that, okay?
Okay.
So, this is serious stuff that you're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with children, okay, a human being trafficking and stuff like that, it is me all the way, and I'm going to tell you, absolutely screws with my mind, okay, that someone would absolutely try to hurt a child or a human being in any such thing. And if anybody's listening, America, are you listening? Are you listening tonight, America? Hello, America, are you listening?
Yes, they listening. Are listening.
Please.
Trust me.
Do not let these people in the White House, okay?
Don't if let they these are people there, in the White House.
If they are...
Which people?
Well.
Now that gets too deep. Thanks for the call, Tony. Too slow. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Was he saying that Pizza Hut was involved in child...
He said Pizza H, and that's all he was willing to say. I'm like Pizza Hell, Pizza...
It did take me a moment. Yeah, I figured it out. Let's continue here. Sam's in the Northeast United States listening to freetalklive.com. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Sam. Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you. I just heard a recent interview on John B. Wells' Caravans at Midnight on this very subject. It's episode 646, I believe. Did you hear that by any chance?
No, I don't generally listen to much else.
Okay, well, the interview explains a lot of these, what pizza means, what cheese means.
Sure, but we don't know what the source of that is, you understand? And you know, I'd love to hear if you know what it is, but saying it was on the radio is not a qualified source.
Okay, but if you want to listen, or am I gone now?
Nope, you're right here.
Okay, these people seem to know what they were talking about, and they actually alluded. They have you heard of the Podesta brothers? I'd heard of Podesta recently, but I've never heard of the Podesta brothers.
Yes, apparently he does have a brother, and there's actually, I think, a little bit more about that in one of the stories we were talking about, so we can get into that here.
Yeah, the brother was mentioned in the spirit food Spirit Meal, whatever, scandal, accusation, whatever the heck it was called. It wasn't a scandal.
I'll share this here from GoldenLiberty.com. They say that John and Tony Podesta, which are the brothers you're talking about, are old friends of Jeffrey Epstein, Dennis Hastert, and Clement Freud, who are three convicted child molesters. Now, let's clarify. When they say child molesters, at the very least in the case of Hastert and Epstein, they're talking about teenagers, which I don't consider to be the same thing as children. But regardless, they say, who stays friends with child rapists after they're exposed and convicted? How about the Katie Grannon photos that are plastered around the Podesta's mansion depicting naked teenagers? And they link to a story that appeared in the Washington Post that says it's all about the Podesta's mansion here, Heather and Tony Podesta in their Falls Church home. They're photographed. It says here, folks attending a house tour got an eyeful when they walked into a bedroom at the Podesta residence hung with multiple color pictures by Katie Grannon, a photographer known for documentary-style pictures of naked teenagers in their parents' suburban homes. They were horrified, said Heather Podesta, a grin spreading across her face. So, yeah, it's a strange thing. It's a strange art style to have hanging around your home. It's not technically child pornography.
It's as weird as the Democrat that had the commie, fascist art stuff that they had in the past. I mean, it's all very strange.
Tony Podesta apparently wrote that he's, quote, very good and a little wired from being seated next to kids on an airplane. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But it's, go ahead.
Do you remember the story of little 4-year-old Madeline McCain that disappeared in Portugal when her parents are on holiday and they got accused of possibly having something to do with the disappearance of their own little girl?
No, I have not heard that story.
Well, that is a part of the Podesta brothers were staying at Sigmund Freud's grandson's holiday home or wherever over there in Portugal.
Was it the same? Were they staying in the same place, or were they staying in the same,
vicinity?
City?
Apparently, the McCanns and their little girl were staying just 0.3 miles away from this Freud home, where he was on holiday. But the Podesta brothers were staying at his home, and this little girl disappeared. And so, if we could crack that nut wide open, then we might be able to figure out what.
And you're referring to when you say Freud. When you say Freud, you're referring to Clement Freud, who is one of their friends?
I think the grandson, right?
Yeah.
The grandson of Sigmund Freud.
This is the thing that I was wondering is where are the people that are making the accusations? The young people that would say, hey, you know, this happened to me, and sure enough, it's all true.
Well, Clement Freud, Sir Clement Freud, according to an article from The Telegraph earlier this year in June, former broadcaster and politician, was exposed as a pedophile who sexually abused girls as young as 10 for decades. Sam, thanks for the call tonight. Just because a girl disappeared in the same general vicinity as his house is, you know, not really anything more than a circumstance.
But
interesting
strange.
Nonetheless. 855 450 free. We got a full hour to come on Free Talk Live. You got enough time to call in about anything you want. It doesn't have to be Pizzagate. Our number, 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.